Listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop along the road, she takes her stand at the crossroads. By the gates at the entrance to the town, on the road leading in, she cries aloud, I call to you, to all of you. I raise my voice to all people. The Lord formed me from the beginning before he created anything else. I was appointed in ages past at the very first before the earth began. I was born before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled forth their waters, before the mountains were formed, before the hills I was born, before he had made the earth and its fields and the first handfuls of soil. I was there when he established the heavens, when he drew the horizon on the oceans. I was there when he set the clouds above, when he established springs deep in the earth. I was there when he set the limits of the seas, so they would not spread beyond their boundaries. And when he marked off the earth's foundations, I was the architect at his side. I was his constant delight, rejoicing always in his presence. And how happy I was with the world he created. How I rejoiced with the human family. And so, my children, listen to me, for all who follow my ways are joyful. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. If you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. But if you scorn wisdom, you will be the one to suffer. Each day activate some fresh working of heaven to demonstrate your kingdom at each person's point of need. Each day weave circumstances that will draw people to cleave to you in the fullest and most joyful surrender.
God of great and little things, source of living water, with all my heart I adore you. Let me not shy away from opportunities to strengthen souls on their quest for you.
My children, yours is the story of small initiatives attempted for love of me, and of great help received to make all possible. When you feel overwhelmed by your nothingness, and when what you have feels far too small for what you face, remember how I strengthened David at Ziklag when his ragtag army resolved to stone him.
Lord, we have grown so used to rushing through our days, dashing from one appointment to the next. Now, as we slow the pace of our activity and make these times of meditation a truly holy consecration, pour ointment on our heads as we lift before you the people we chance to meet and the tasks we hope to complete.
come right into these things I know about, but also into those of which I know precisely nothing. May I not be taken by surprise or caught unprepared, or at least be quick to recover when I am.